this is very strange that Kotad has allegedly been suspended by the district administrator. It is unclear whether the Mashingo district administrator has any such authority to take such a drastic measure, which is quite unusual coming under the so-called new dispensation. But what is also important is that lawyers have quickly intervened and are seized with the matter to challenge the legality of the purported suspension and to ask the High Court of Zimbabwe to clarify. We hope that the Zimbabwe authorities will not continue on this pattern of a clampdown which involved the arbitrary arrest of civil society leaders, and now the latest, which is the shutting down or the suspension of the operations of legitimate and the bona fide civil society organizations like Kotad, the Trust of Mashingo.
What do you think is the major cause of this? Where is it coming from?
Well, you may be aware, Gibbs, that there is recently a return to a very old narrative by the government, a narrative that is based on mistruth, misinformation and propaganda, that civil society groups and the opposition are so-called merchants of regime change agenda, which is nonsensical, but which appears to have gotten traction among some elements within government. I believe this is what is driving the paranoia that has gripped the government to look at any grouping doing its legitimate work as an element of regime change, and to seek to obstruct and frustrate the work of genuine groups. Kotad has been doing marvelous work with communities in Mashingo for many years. It is not a journey come lately. It is not a matizolo, as it were. So there is need for the government to respect and to embrace and acknowledge the work that civil society organizations do without, you know, jumping at every shadow and thinking that everyone is bent on regime change. There is no such thing. There is need to respect the constitutional rights that are enshrined in the constitution with regard to operations and freedom of expression and association.
Do you see any further crackdown on such non-governmental organizations in Zimbabwe?
We have to brace ourselves for more such things. If you look deep at the last few weeks, especially since the protests in January 2019, we have seen a growing pattern of intensification of a crackdown. We have seen arrests of civil society leaders, including the Congress of Trade Unions, the Teachers Union accused, led by Obed Masaraure. We have seen Pastor Ivan Mawarire and many others, opposition MPs, Joanna Mamombe, Chauton Wende, Amos Shibaya, and many others. So we are likely to see an increase in such an unacceptable and despicable behavior on the part of state agents who have become paranoid with the tightening of conditions, with the worsening of economic conditions in Zimbabwe due to mismanagement. There is a proportional rise in paranoia attacks on civil society groups and legitimate groups that are operating in Zimbabwe.
Now, looking at how the government of Emmerson Mnangagwa is dealing with civic society organizations, is it in any way similar to what former President Robert Mugabe was doing?
Well, there are similar patterns, but we must also say that within this very short period of less than a year of coming into office, it appears President Mnangagwa's team is doing much worse, because they have done so much more within a very short period of time. So this is what heightens the concern. And if you look at the number of abductions by armed individuals who have been called rogue elements, but these individuals abduct leaders and hand them over to the police, this is very disturbing. The level of brutality, naked terror that is ongoing is really worrying. It is quite unprecedented. And if it is not curtailed, if these elements within the civil society are not held accountable, then we might have on our hands a very much more serious and horrendous and horrific structure of structure.